Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Kevin.
This is Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin here with Locals. I'm Addy with Local Splash in regards to the first page campaign on Google we spoke about 30 minutes ago.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Just wanted to circle back. I know you wanted to kind of get to a computer there, get your locations just to kind of look into our company. But absolutely, happy Monday to you. And I do have the discounted credit here applied and ready to lock in for you as well to get you that reduced rate for the pricing. And, were there any questions or anything I could answer for you about the month-to-month program?
Can you send me an email outlining exactly what I'll be paying for?
Yes, yeah, absolutely I can. Let me send over that email to you now. What's your email address?
CardinalMetalCraftL.L.C@gmail.com.
Gotcha. Let me go ahead and send that to you right now. Give me a couple seconds here. I'm just going to repeat it back. So I have CardinalMetalCraftL.L.C. Is that correct? LLC with the dots?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And that's at gmail.com. Very nice.
Correct.
All right. I'm going to send that to you right now. Another thing you should be getting also, I'm going to send over a text message right after I send over the email. And it just kind of outlines our website, everything we're including with our program and our pricing package. And you'll get a reduced rate. So you'll see the original pricing for our Platinum. It's pretty pricey. I mean, it's a premium program. So it covers Google Maps, Facebook, more than 35 sites included. And it's normally $599. Today, we're going to waive the setup fee and bring your rate down from $599 to just $249 for your Platinum package.
So, all right. Now, will that price be recurring for a few months following, or is it going to go up to the $500 after the first month?
Really good question. Yeah, the price is locked in and grandfathered in. So no matter if Google changes the rate from $599 or $699, it's not a promo price for just 3 months. It's always that same rate each and every month at $249 month to month. Mm-hmm. So, yes, sir. And I got to mention, my clients, they see a 12-to-1 return just because of everything we're bundling with the Platinum package. So it covers everything that you need as far as a marketing campaign across the board.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. And, of course, nice thing about it also has the top section, which is the Google top recommended campaign, and also the Facebook ad listing. So just to kind of quickly ask, I'm sure you've seen it before, Kevin, when you kind of go in, maybe you're looking for a certain type of product to finish a job or a tool or a certain vehicle, and you'll search it, and then you'll start seeing ads pop up for that same thing you were searching. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah. I know all about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the high-conversion Facebook ad. So that's exactly what you're going to lock in, and it'll show up automatically on people's Facebook feeds with videos, photos, a call to action, so they can just click and call you from that live ad campaign. And we understand that with Google and Facebook combined, it's where about 97% of the buying decisions are made when someone does the search. Mm-hmm.
That sounds good to me.
Oh, you're going to love it. A nice thing about it also comes with a tracking and reporting dashboard included. So, Kevin, you could track the keywords. You could see how many new numbers are contacting you with the campaign. And since you're on that first page listing, you're also going to start generating Google reviews and 5-star ratings. So any action or click that's performed with the listing, you can actually track and monitor the results on your smartphone and also make changes whenever you need to with our live dashboard.
Sounds good. And cancel this at any time?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's month to month, no contracts with us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure since it's month to month, I'm sure it's fair enough to give us a shot here so we can show you how good it works and earn your business each and every month, right?
Yeah, that would be the thing to do. And I'll tell you what, too. Are you going to put me in contact with a specific person to set up this website?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're bundling out a website with the package. Yeah, I did get the approval for that credit, the President's Day website credit. So I override it, and I got it approved with that $249 price. So in regards to creating the Google ads, the Facebook ads, the 35 sites, and the website, you'll have a client interview with the technician. And, yes, they're really nice. They're really smart. They'll ask you about the keywords, the advertising, if you're offering veteran credits or free estimates for the month, you know, just to make sure we represent you properly on the advertising and also building of the website. Mm-hmm. Of course.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, you're going to love it. And I think you probably have before and after pictures or a logo we could use for the branding and the building of the website, right?
I do have stuff like that. So I'm not going to give you my credit card information over the phone. Do you have a, a window for, like, on your website where I go to lock this in?
Oh, good question. I'm not sure if we actually have a place where you could go in and log in and fill. Let me actually make, I might be able to actually, yeah, we do have a, let me actually auto-generate this. I could actually send over a dashboard, which is just a client dashboard that you're getting with us. And directly on that section, Kevin, there's a billing tab. So absolutely, you could fill out that billing information there, click submit, and it'll go directly to us so we could go ahead and process payment while we're on the phone. And let me go ahead and do that for you. And let me go ahead and just make sure. This is probably one of the first times I've actually ever done this. So very, let me make sure I can actually go in here. And a nice thing about it also with the dashboard, if you ever want to make an adjustment, maybe you want to switch over the photos or you want to change over maybe a specific zip code with the advertising, any adjustments or any specific changes that you want to make, you can make it through the campaign through the dashboard. So it's really nice. So let me go ahead and do this. Yeah. Yeah, let me go ahead and send this here. Hold on a second. You might get a quick message, but let me go ahead and make sure I did it correctly here. Give me about 30 seconds here. I just want to... And then just to make sure, did you get our initial text message by chance? Or excuse me, our initial, yeah, our initial text and also our email. I just want to make sure those are corresponding.
Yep, looked like I got about 4 text messages from you, and I'm looking at the first email with the program recap.
Oh, very nice.
All right, yeah. Now I'm waiting on that other email with the...
Yeah, just give me a couple of seconds there. I just want to make sure I could... Yeah, I just want to make sure because we're basically creating your dashboard before you signing up. So let me just double check here. Okay, so just click here to auto-generate. So this is just a temporary password that I'll send over just so you can have access to the dashboard so you can fill that out, okay?
All right.
Let me make sure here. So it just said you opened up the email, but it's saying it's going to send it to me. I don't know why it's sending that. I want to send it to you. Really weird. And you're not getting a text message, are you, with like a password or anything like that, username?
Hang on a sec.
Sure, no problem.
Nope, the last text message I got says click the link to see our pricing.
You got it. Hold on, give me 1 second here. I just saw something here that might username change. Okay, so so let me go ahead and make sure here. So your username is just gonna be your phone number, but let me go ahead and send over the link to you so you have this login. And so that's always going to be the username. But let me send this to you first. And then let me know once you open this up and you see our username and password page. So let me go ahead and do that now. And then boom, you should get it here in about 10 seconds. And then the username is going to be your number. And I'm just waiting for it to auto-generate the password. So I'm just making sure here. I wonder if I could just maybe create your own password. That way you kind of have a customizable one that you want. But I know for a fact that we usually have it just auto-generated. But
all right. Well, give me a minute.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah.
So this, this link that you sent to my phone doesn't want to load.
No, it doesn't. Let me just make sure. Okay.
I'll try it again, but.
Yeah, try it again. Let me make sure here I have the complete link. Sometimes it's like.
It popped right up.
Oh, okay, cool. Nice. So it's just, it has like a username and password section, right? Sorry.
Yeah, if it just the 919.
Yep, that's it.
No.
And it's. And it says, I have a couple messages, but let me just, you know what, that's it. That's perfect. That's the right one. So you're in. And I'm going to go ahead and plug in. Let me plug in your email, because I think it's what it's trying to do is send over your password in an email form. But let me go ahead and plug it in into your email section. And let me see your provision placement. Let me just make sure. Yeah, because I think that's what was going on. It was trying to generate a password, but it was sending it to... an email. There was no email on the email section, so I just actually put it in now. So let me make sure here, and then I'm gonna auto-generate one more time, and hopefully this one should work, where you'll get the password sent to you in an email.
Yep.
Was that it?
Yep.
Oh, nice. So yeah, you probably got about three of them, because I tried to send them like four times. So use the newest one. It just probably kept updating it. But, so that was it right there. So you see it says, hey, Kev, or dear Kevin, I believe, your local Splash password has to be reset.
Yep.
Awesome. So go ahead and open up that link through the email. Just do the email link and then just copy and paste. And that's the thing. I want to make sure, because it probably sent them to you at the same time, so you don't know which one's going to be your password. But give me like a minute, and I'm going to send over a brand new one. So that'll be the new updated one, okay?
So, what I'm looking at, I'm already signed in, and it's talking about
nice.
Signature.
Oh, awesome. So perfect, yeah. So you'll see at the bottom, so you just sign on the bottom just to access your dashboard. So that's perfect. It is the same. It's the same password. It's just go success, right? Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. And then let me know when you're in the dashboard. And there should be a billing tab. Right when you're in the dashboard, so it should be a billing section.
All right, hang on. It's frozen up on me. Give me a second.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time. Yes, sir.
Okay, it had a problem with the caps lock.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it's really case sensitive, so yeah, no worries. It does that sometimes.
All right.
And then perfect. Let me know once you're in that billing section. And should be right at the top. Let me just go in and make sure here. I want to make sure I could get in there with you too, so I could kind of walk you through exactly where it's at. Were you able to find it by chance as far as the billing tab? It should be...
No, I'm still froze up on the e-signature.
Oh, goodness. Okay. You know what it might be? It might be there's a section right above. Let me see here. It says, I certify that I'm an authorized signer. But that's kind of weird. I'm not sure why.
I've clicked on that. I feel like since we're kind of up out of thin air, it's not sure where to go next.
I couldn't catch that. You said it because the reception's in thin air. Is that what you said? Sorry.
No, I said because we're making it up out of thin air, like making the account up as we go. Probably having a problem figuring out where to go next.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's kind of probably what's going on. And that's the thing. I don't even see your name on the signature section, so it usually does have that. But let me actually try to fill that out now. And then just to create the profile here, and we're also going to just verify the information just to make sure everything is correct. As far as the last name for you, what is your last name, Kevin?
Schmager.
Okay, spell that for me, please.
S-C-H-M-O-E-G-E-R.
Thank you so much. I'm going to repeat it back here. So S-C-H-M-O-U-E-G-E-R. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, excuse me. Let me go to see if I have it right. So S C H M O U E, is that correct?
There's no under.
Okay, no U.
Correct.
S M O E G E R. Got it. Sorry about that.
Okay. So it's Stephen, Charlie, Hotel, Montgomery, Obtuse, Edgar, Grant, Edgar, Rotary. I don't know.
Yeah, I got it. No worries. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Absolutely. And then we're going to send over the welcome email. You'll get an invoice also sent to you while we're still on the phone. We're going to open it up together. And just to make sure, the email where you want everything sent is cardinalmetalcraftl.l.c@gmail.com. Is that the best email address for you as far as corresponding for us and yourself in the future?
Absolutely.
All righty. And then as far as the business name and how you want it to appear on the first page, I have Cardinal Metal Craft. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I recently had to dissolve it as an LLC because I wasn't making enough money for the state. So they made me dissolve it. So, but I'm still active.
Sure, sure. No, it's totally fine. Absolutely.
Now I've already got too much stuff going through this email.
Yeah. No. So were you able to access it now or not yet?
I'm waiting on the email.
Okay, okay. No worries. And what... Let me hold it in. Let me just.
Frozen.
Oh, gotcha. I hate when that happens. No worries. You might want to reset the phone, but let me send over a brand new message to you in the email form. And if you can, just kind of exit out and then kind of just try to re-log in again, just so it kind of resets the page and kind of refreshes. And same password, go success, numbers, the username. And absolutely. And if you ever want to make any changes, maybe you have President's Day credits, free estimates, or any adjustments with the listing, they're all included for free, just for future reference whenever you need to as well. Okay, Kevin?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Awesome. And let me know if it gives you...
It'll probably go a little bit faster if I do it through my computer instead of my phone.
Yeah. You might want to click the link just through the email that I sent over to you. But if you want, I can send over a fresh one just so you could get it, but let me do that to you now.
Yeah, I think you'll need to send a fresh one because I'm still at the last one that I got through my phone, and I'm not seeing one of similar nature in my email.
Ah, got it. Yeah, really weird. Let me see here. So right now you're just doing it through your phone. That's okay. I'm understanding.
Yeah, because it's a message. So now I'm trying to see if you can go through the email. That way I can pull it up on my computer.
Sure. Sounds great. Yeah, let me send that to you now. So I just sent over a new one to you, and it'll just be you have your password has been resent. So that should be the title of the email. So, maybe that.
All right, I got it. Now.
Very nice.
The password is NetYahoo.
Awesome. They changed it. That's perfect. So open that one up with the new password. And I'm pretty sure this should be updated on our end with the name there.
All right, hang on.
Of course. Yes, sir.
All right, I'm in. Let me do this e-signature thing.
Sure. And it has your first and last name there now, right? Just to make sure.
Will it be at the top?
It'll be on the bottom. Yeah, if you're on the terms and conditions, or I should say local / terms of experience at the top, and then it says services, and then you'll scroll down, you'll see an orange section. Where it asks you to click here and sign, did it populate your name by chance, or?
It did not. So I'm going to do it with the non-case sensitive, so all lowercase, and see if it goes through.
Yeah, give it a shot, and it's really weird. It's, let me just make sure. I might have to sign the package, so let me just do that first, and then that way you could have your pricing. Everything would be on there on that terms page. It wouldn't show up any other way, but. Yeah, let me go ahead and double check.
Okay,
here.
I've said that my signature doesn't match, and it says make sure it matches the highlighted text, and it does match the highlighted text. So I don't know what's going on. Not letting me.
Oh, very. Yeah, it's really weird. Let me see here. So you're saying so your name is on the your name section, right? You could see your name. So I hope we're looking at the same thing, but it's right where it says, right on the bottom where it says, I certify that I'm an authorized holder, and then it says signature, right?
Yeah, by finding my e-signature below, .. and I put in my name with capital K and capital S, and it didn't go through, and I've done lowercase K and lowercase S, and it still won't go through.
Yeah, it's really weird. Again, it's like kind of the first time that actually, let me make sure here. I'm going to try to assign the package, and let me see here, because I want to make sure. And you're getting the platinum. So I'm also overriding the credit for the website. So you get that $400 site. We're going to bundle that in for free. No additional charge. And your price is just $249.
And you guys have made a call a bunch of times in the past. And so I guess you must be really trying to fill this spot. So I appreciate you working with me. You know,
yeah,
it would be great to go more and help you guys out as well. But I just need a little bit of a hand at the start.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's why we're here. We are the online specialist, so that's what we specialize in as far as marketing and advertising. So no doubt. I mean, you're going to really love the program. And let me go ahead and make sure here. I just want to double check and make sure I could apply that. And then you're also going to get an invoice and everything sent to you in writing as well. So as soon as you get that, we're actually going to open it up together. It just outlines everything we're including with the package, that it's month-to-month, no contracts. And let me just double check here. And then we'll lock in the client interview with the technician. So, again, they just cover the keywords, areas you want to target, and all the specifics for the listing. And they're really nice, really smart, and just want to make sure that we represent you properly across the Internet with the campaign, okay?
All right. I'm going to try this E thing again, but with capitals.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me just make sure, because I'm still signing the package. So I just want to make sure you could kind of get her done one shot. We don't have to keep going back. But let me go ahead and double check here. Awesome. So it should be assigned. If you can, just maybe exit out and go back into that initial email and then restart it again just to kind of refresh the page. And this one should show everything, your pricing, your name, everything they included with the program. But I also wanted to mention, you know, just to kind of make it a little easier and faster, we're also a Verisite secured company, and we work with ChoiceWave Commerce. So you're federally protected when you do any transactions with us. And as soon as I submit the card information, it's actually coded out, so I can only see the last four digits.
Mm-hmm. So. All right. That's wonderful and all, but the e-sign thing still isn't working for me. I reloaded the screen and re-signed in, and the e-sign is preventing me from moving on.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Let me see here. Because I have it once I refreshed on my screen. Let me see here. I don't know why. It's so weird. It's like the – do you see your cost? Do you see the cost now, though? It's showing up, right, the $249 rate with the payments. Do you see that there now?
Yeah, I see that. But
okay. I'm looking at it, too. Yeah, there's no name.
Yeah.
I don't know why. This is really weird. Might have to send this to my director so you can kind of check it out. But everything is pretty much updated. I have it updated through this section, through the settings. Let me just look through the settings. That might be something that's kind of holding it back. But it's all looking pretty much updated. I mean, I updated the price once I assigned the package. So your name should populate there. But let me try to just, let me see here. Maybe if I, yeah.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Oh, actually? But if you actually, and I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off, so don't even put a name. Just check it off and then click confirm. Just do that. Yes, sir. And it should let you in. So just erase the name and then click, yeah.
Funny about that. Oh, the server encountered an error and could not complete your request. Go back.
No, you're fine. You're in. This is just a natural code that shows up when we don't have anything showing up there because we haven't programmed your keywords. So this is perfect. And then you'll go to business info. All
right.
It should be, let me make sure. It might be, you know what? Let me make sure here I'm telling you the right thing. It might be under, if you click on your name, you should say your initial there. And let me make sure because, I said this is my first time ever kind of completing this like this, so let me just. So Let me go to account. Yeah, perfect. So you go to your name, your initial where it says KS in the right-hand corner. Click on that guy. And then you'll go on account settings. And then you'll see personal info, password, and then billing. So go ahead and click on the billing.
All right. Hang on. Let me change
sure.
my password real quick, which is, I think it was NetYahoo.
Yeah, it's NetYahoo. Yes, sir.
All right, I changed my password successfully. Now I'm going to account settings, billing.
Yep. And then once you're in billing, you'll see account, payment info right under the section that says back. And then you'll see your pricing, $249. That's your rate. And let me know once you click payment info. All
right, I'm about to enter my credit card number.
Awesome. Let me know once you update it. As soon as you update, it's going to update on my screen so I can go ahead and process payment with the Department of Finance. And then you're going to get a welcome text and a welcome email. We're also going to read off of 90-second voice verification. And this part just outlines everything, that it's month to month. There's $249. There's no added surcharge, tax, or cancellation fee. And this part, this record, is just an added protection for you as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Absolutely. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I updated my billing information.
Okay, awesome. So just click update, and then it should, I'm not sure where exactly it would take you. I'm pretty sure it would probably take you back to the billing section where it has the invoice.
Yep, I'm at billing.
Awesome. And then what I'm going to do here is I'm going to update and just refresh my screen. It should update your billing. Okay, awesome. I do have your information here. And then I'm going to send this off to the Department of Finance right now. And I'm also going to just read off the voice verification, so give me 1 second. I'm just going to grab the paper so we can read it off verbatim. Within 1 to 2 minutes, as soon as I'm done reading the voice verification, you should get your welcome email and also your invoice and everything in writing sent to you as well, okay? So, absolutely. Let me go ahead and submit it now. And let me see here. It looks like, okay, yeah, it looks like it says CVV2 declined. So basically that means just you might have had the 3-digit code incorrect on the back of the card or the expiration. So, I do have, yes sir,
go ahead. It only asked me for the year, it didn't ask me for the month.
Oh, goodness, yes sir, I could put the month in now if you want me to.
All right, I'm looking at the payment info on it. It says the expiration year, oh no, it does say month. All right, that's my bad.
It's okay, no worries.
Yeah, all right, I got it.
Awesome. And let me go to resubmit it now. Give me 10 seconds here. So April. Okay, awesome. Got it in there. And then let me go ahead and resubmit it. And then I'm going to go ahead and read off the voice verification here. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And it's just an added protection for you. Okay, Kevin?
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So, yes, sir. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Right now?
Oh, yes, sir. Please.
Cardinal Metal Craft.
Perfect. Thank you. It says, please state your name and your title within the business.
Kevin Schmager, owner.
Thank you, Kevin. It says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Correct.
Thank you. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign and has an increase in visibility. Please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Correct.
Thank you, sir. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And I can explain that, Kevin. Basically, if anybody calls you and they offer something similar where they want to lock in Google Maps, Facebook ads, lock in more than 35 sites, bundle in a website, promote and link it with your keywords, if you hear things that sound similar to our program, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two things you already have with us, okay?
Yeah, I got scammed by GetPageHub one time, so you can imagine my discontent with calls like this that I get, but this will be about the third time that you all have called me, and I've spoken to you 2 of the 3 times, Andy.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm a little less aware of it now.
Nice. No, welcome to the team. I know we're going to really take care of you, so no doubt it's a really good decision, and it's month to month, so no doubt we have to earn your business with the performance. But yeah, welcome to the Local Splash family. I know it's going to be a great campaign. So, and then last part, yeah, I'm just going to repeat it back here. So it says, for your payment, an initial term, an account setup will be charged on today's date, which is February 27, 2023, and the discounted amount of just $249. This will be a recurring payment when the term is completed. Agreement would automatically renew each month on the same day, the 27th, and the same discounted amount of just $249. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your program at any time by contacting client support. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or pause the program in the future. So, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Alrighty, perfect. I got to get on. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. I know it's going to be a phenomenal marketing campaign for not only this month, but months moving forward with us. So, thank you again. And go ahead, I'm sorry.
Something's gone wrong. I tried to exit out of my billing information, and then it took me back to the terms of service thing.
Ah, really weird. Let me go ahead and see here. So you're saying when you go back to – when you went back to kind of go into the home page, it took you back to the terms and conditions? Got it. Let me see here. Okay. I don't know why it's showing up like that. So try – okay, and then I could see when you went back, is it showing up with your name now? Do you see it with your name? So it might be asking you, oh, wow, it's really weird. I see it was on my end. It has your name. So let me send over this link that I have. I'm going to send it in a text, and then click on this terms and conditions page. So, yeah,
email.
I'm sorry? Email? Okay. Yeah. Let me send that to you. No problem. Absolutely. So it might,
I got now, after we finish the payment thing, now it says access your dashboard. Should I just click on that?
That's correct. Yeah, access the dashboard. And it should give you full access to the dashboard. Again, you wouldn't see any keywords,
It brought me back to the terms page.
Oh, it's so weird. I'm not sure what's going on. Let me go ahead and make sure here. And you should have already got a new text message. And I'm going to send it to you, that same text message in the email. And this one, it should already have a live link where it has a new terms page link. So this one should already, but since you already made your password and you have access to it, it's already basically created. But like you were kind of mentioning it earlier, since we didn't really have anything created as far as information on your name and anything like that, it kind of blitzed the system. So I think that's what's kind of going on. But let me go ahead and send over that initial text. You probably already got it in a text message, but I'm going to send it to the email. It'll just say, Kevin, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And it has a click here link where it says click here to view and accept the subscription terms.
Right, so that's right. So I got the text message already. I'm waiting on the email. Now, but when I go to the Local Splash login screen, it brings me directly to the terms and conditions screen.
Yeah. You can't go back. Yeah, let me see here. I'm going to make sure here. You're also going to have a client interview with the technician. Really nice, really smart. And they're actually going to kind of walk you through the dashboard, how to maneuver through it, and also get that squared away as far as having full access. But let me send over that email to you so you could get that, and you could kind of try it through the email. It might actually work through that link. Splash. I'll just put it as Local Splash Terms. So that's what it'll be titled, and you'll get it here in about 30 seconds. So I just click send. But I'm sorry about that. I'm pretty sure once we have everything programmed as far as your keywords and your services, that's one of the main things we want to make sure you have access to. So yeah, there's no way that we're not going to let you go off without having access to that. And they're actually going to cover in detail once we finish up the client interview all the specifics through that dashboard as well. Mm-hmm.
All right, I just got your email. Which one of these links do I click on?
It'll be the newest one. So it should be, It should be
the Local Splash Terms.
That one. There you go. Absolutely. Click on that. Yeah, it says we send a copy of your invoice to your email, and it says please click here. And then should have your name, right? Just to make sure. Does it have your name on the bottom?
Yeah, it says my name, but it doesn't say in the box. So I think it is different now. So I'm going to go ahead and...
Nice. Awesome. Yeah, type it in. Yeah, there you go. Type it into the box. And it's actually, I always say signature. I'm just so used to saying that. It's actually like typing it in. So absolutely.
Okay.
You just,
as it's directed me to a page that says, oops, it looks like your subscription is not active. Reactivate your account now to keep your online information accurate and see your advanced reporting. And it says reactivate account.
Perfect. Yeah, that's exactly what we should read. So yeah, we haven't had anything programmed as far as keywords, search terms, any live ads. So that's exactly what you'll see. But as long as you have access to it, that's perfect. And let me go ahead and open it up here. I'm going to check their calendar and see if I have a slot open today, just so we can kind of finish. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Sorry to cut you off. It's directed me to a page that says next billing, and then it says pay now.
No, you're fine. You don't need to pay anything. Don't click any of that. You're already basically paid. Yeah, don't repay or anything like that. You're totally fine. You're already paid for the $249. But let me just see. I just want to make sure. I've never heard of anybody having that message before. But what I recommend is just closing out that terms page, and then once you have that client interview with the technician, they're going to kind of walk you through the different ways to kind of program and make changes and adjustments, and also view your analytics. So just kind of hold tight on that for now.
I clicked on the home button to get out of the repay thing or whatever we were just talking about. I clicked on the home button and it says, oops, looks like your subscription is not active. Reactivate account. And it brings me back to pay now.
Yeah, no, you're fine. Don't pay anything. So what's going on is we haven't programmed any keywords or anything like that. So just kind of disregard and close that out for now. And then tomorrow we'll have the technician kind of walk you through with that terms page. It should be refreshed once we program your keywords and your search terms. So no worries. I think what's going on is kind of like glitching out as far as thinking you want to repay or that you want to submit another payment. But you don't want to pay again. You already paid for the program. $249, so no worries. But yeah, it's kind of weird. I think because we created the profile without submitting the information, like the billing or the name or anything like that, it kind of messed it up. But I'm pretty sure once we finish with the client interview, they're going to kind of walk you through on how to maneuver and how to get through that terms page, okay? Or the dashboard, I should say. Excuse me.
All right, Andy. I'm counting on you to take care of this for me, and you're sure that this will work out well?
Oh, 100%. There's no doubt in my heart. I know with the technicians, they're really nice. I mean, they don't even care about the time. They'll talk to you for an hour, you know, if they need to, just to get everything programmed as far as the website and all the content. So we usually do block out an hour window, but it takes about, I don't know, 20, 30, 45 minutes at the max just to kind of get everything programmed. And we don't expect you to know about analytics and zip codes on what's converting and how people search your words. You know, just say, hey, guys, I like these services. I want these commercials keywords. I want these specific counties or cities. And then we'll program you and look at exactly what's converting in those areas. So, yeah, no doubt in my heart, you're going to love the program.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful and all. Can I make a request?
Yes, sir. Of course. Of course. Yes, sir.
I would like to receive a call at 4:30 or so Eastern Standard Time from one of your technicians. And I would like to be able to log into my account and not have any of these glitches.
Yeah, no, 100%. Everything would be squared away once we call you. And let me see here. I do have an open slot here tomorrow. You said tomorrow at 4:30. Would it be great for you?
Well, I was talking about today, but yes.
Okay, let's see here. I might be able to, I don't think we have one available today at 4. They're pretty much booked out. But I do have one available in between 4 and 5 tomorrow. Would that work for you as far as scheduling?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay, awesome. And again, they're really nice. Again, if you don't have any photos or if you need content, I know you said you have a couple photos and a logo, but if you need some, we also have some high-quality photos in-house if you want to use some of ours. And check out also the YouTube video that I'm going to send over to you. It's just kind of showing you how to go through the dashboard, how to track and monitor your results. So no doubt, we're going to make sure that that's running for you tomorrow once we finish up that client interview, okay?
All right, that sounds wonderful.
Awesome. Welcome to the team. I know you're going to love it, and thank you again for choosing Local Splash. And I'm actually going to give you a call. It'll probably be me and the technician. I just want to introduce you, Kevin, to the gentleman that's going to be handling the marketing, the website, and building the content for you. So it'll be me and the technician that'll call you. In between 4 and 5, maybe around 4:05, 4:10, we'll call you if that's okay with you. And we'll see about getting this started. If you need to reschedule, just let us know. We could always schedule that out to whatever time you need, okay?
All right, that's fine. Andy, I need to confirm this phone number with you. Is this your private phone number?
Not the private number, but it's our office line. Yes, sir. Yeah, it's not my personal number or anything, but it's if it's an 877-635-6225 number, that's our office. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
No, I've got 919-275-0929.
Oh yeah, no, that's the call out number. So that's not our line. Our line is 877-635-6225 number. And I'm going to send that to you right now in a text. It's also on the footer of the emails that I sent over to you. You'll see them on all the footers. Mm-hmm.
Let me get your extension too.
Extension 242. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Cause if I have a problem, I'm talking to you. All right. I don't need to be talking to five other people. I'm talking to you. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds fair. Give me a call. Leave me a voicemail. If I don't answer, I'll definitely get back to you. You also have a whole client support team and a team of technicians also. If you ever need to reach them, just to kind of make account changes to ads or anything like that, their extension is just extension 1 if you ever want to reach customer support, okay?
Okay, that sounds wonderful. I think we're about done here. I got to get back to work, and I expect your call tomorrow around 4 or 4:30.
That sounds like a plan. You'll hear from me, Esther. Have a great evening, and thank you again for choosing Local Splash, and welcome to the Local Splash family as well, Kevin. I know you're going to love it.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Talk to you soon. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye-bye.